I am standing outside the railway station in Dublin. I'm standing at the queue to the Lewis, which is the local train that runs along here, a tram train. And I don't understand the system, and I am not sure if the train is going to take me down to O'Connell Street. You have to queue to buy a ticket, and there's a big long queue. I've been told it costs €1.50. And there was also some sort of an announcement that said that there was some train not going to move. There seems to be a train broken down here. And actually, I'm more interested in the confusion that you feel as a visitor, wondering what is the system, and the fact that there's no humans around here to sort of tell you what you should do. And I guess that kind of forces you to talk to other humans who are queuing up, who might know more than you. But anyway, I must say the train, the Lewis itself, looks like a delicious object. It's number 3023 is about to take off. It's just come whizzing up here and gone off. But I haven't a clue where it goes. And now we have a bus arriving with an out-of-service sign on it. So I could go on like this, but the 3020 is stationary over there. Anyway, all of this will be, of course, totally crazy to those of you who have no idea what's going on here. All I want to say, there are people all over the place, lots of them with bags on their back. Most of them seem to be buying tickets. And I'm debating with myself whether I'm just going to get in a taxi. Because if you get in a taxi, you can say to a human being, take me to your leader, or take me to my hotel. And otherwise, I would swap that for the excitement of the complete lack of certainty about what's going on, and the complete annoyance that the iPhone battery chose to run out right in the middle of the first part of this recording. So there you have it. Look, this is just what some in Ireland they call me a culchy, a fellow who's up from the country to the big smoke, who hasn't a clue what's going on and who can be picked out a mile by the confusion that reigns on his face. But I'm a kind of in-between person. Just as the bus to Kilmacanog, Kilmacanog, the 145 has just pulled up. So there we have it, folks. It's just first impressions of a bewildered arriver in the main city, recording his excitement and delight to be here. I'm on the train. I'm now on the train. I'm recording this with the earphone on and the microphone in my mouth or something. And I've just watched people buying tickets, and it takes 50 seconds, an average of 50 seconds for each customer transaction to be completed. There are two machines outside the station, so you can imagine the pace at which the queue moved. So it's a pretty good job that the trains don't come more than about every 5 or 6 minutes, because otherwise you'd be a whole lot of hearts beating up and down. So this train is pretty full. The next stop is called Bluebell, and I just wanted to at least add to what I'd recorded already the ridiculous situation that takes that length of time to buy a ticket, because it must be very frustrating for people who are trying to find their way and who don't understand the system. Anyway, the train itself is absolutely lovely. Reminds me of an underground train in London by the colour of the rails, which are yellow.